Hello, my name is Richard Height, and welcome to my website, richardheight.net. Many of you who have registered here, you have probably read the book, The Unbound Soul, which is a book that I've just published recently. If you've read that book, you'll probably be able to follow where I'm going very, very easily. And I just want to make sure that those of you who have not read that book, if you ever have any questions, please feel free to send me an email at contact@richardheight.net. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Of course, the book is right there and available on Amazon, for example, or pretty much any other online retailer. You can get it in a digital form or softback. And so it's a very affordable book, and I believe you'll find it. The book itself will answer a great deal of questions that you have on such a large variety of issues regarding the process of spiritual unfoldment. But for those of you who have not read the book, this guide is going to be very, very helpful to get you started and kind of keep you clear on the course as you go of your own path towards spiritual awareness. The truth about spiritual awareness is it is an individual path. So what I'm really pointing out here are going to be principles that apply to everybody. Path itself is not one fixed path like a religious study or some sort of ritual. That's an entirely different process than the path of spiritual unfoldment, which is really a path that brings us to the innate. It uncovers something that is fundamental and real and truly there. So it's not something that we need to make or something that we need to habitualize, but instead something we need to simply realize, something that's always there and just gone unnoticed. The saying that a fish is unaware of the water that it's swimming in because it doesn't know what the ocean is, it's just what it's always in, it never questions it. Beingness is kind of like that, and I think that's a pretty good way of, a pretty good analogy for it. But a little bit about myself first, just to give you some background information on who I am, what it is how I came to this understanding. So first and foremost, I live in Southern Oregon, and I teach martial arts as well as meditation and healing. And before that, I lived in Japan for 15 years, and I studied samurai art, swordsmanship, staff, open-hand jiu-jitsu, Aiki jiu-jitsu, which is the predecessor of Aikido, what many people are familiar with Aikido. And so that study was very, very helpful for me to realize the necessity to relax into a situation, to relax into pressure, to relax into stress. And that same philosophy of relaxing into the attack, as it were, in the martial arts, that same principle, that same philosophy applies to the process of spiritual unfoldment. Really, it is a relaxing into the process that's so vitally important. And so the martial arts training was really, really vital to help me understand that process. But it goes back much further than that. As a young child, I had a series of visions that guided me in my life and ultimately helped me to dedicate my life to discovering a totally practical, accessible path to spiritual awakening. And that, of course, that path ultimately did bring me to Japan and to study certain arts that once I was able to realize the principles behind these arts and put them together, it helped to bring about a level of awareness and sensitivity that allowed me to find the principles behind it all, to find the real engine behind it all. And that led to the freeing, which so many teachers of the past have alluded to, the connected oneness that we all fundamentally are seeking, even if we're unaware of that seeking. So I was awarded the Menkyo Kaiden, which is the Certificate of Total Mastery. These are equivalents to modern-day 10th degree black belt. This is what the 10th degree black belt came from. And so I teach now. When I teach those arts, I teach them in this exact same way, in terms of principle, that I teach meditation, which is fully being present in the moment, fully accepting the reality as it is without resisting any of it, yet being able to move and be decisive in that moment. So it's not sitting on the beach saying, "Rastafari, dude." It's not the same as that, because this awareness brings about dynamic action in the moment, yet it's relaxed. It's not just letting everything be, because there are things that can be changed and can be moved, and it's inspiration that does that changing and does that movement. And the inspiration comes from the deepest being within. So through this process of spiritual unfoldment, inspiration will start to be what fuels you in your life versus obligation, versus urges and compulsion, versus reactivity. It's inspiration and curiosity are going to become the real driving forces in your life. And these are aspects that are innate. So first thing is you're going to start to nurture that inspiration, nurture the curiosity in your life, and really start to question things. But do it playfully. Enjoy questioning yourself. Enjoy questioning just everything about life. And follow up on it. Allow inspiration to be your guide. Follow your passions. That's a very, very good place to start. So in this guide, by the time you're finished with this guide, which I'll be sending out a new part of this guide at a regular basis. And again, throughout this process, if you ever have a question or an insight, something you'd like me to go further into depth, I can always follow it up in a blog post. So if you just send me an email or go to my contact form and send me a comment that way, it would work just perfectly.